listening to a podcast from Victory.
Thank you, Pastor Steve, for that wonderful encouragement. Tama nga si Pastor Steve, natapos na yung ating week of prayer and consecration, pero hindi po natatapos ang ating patuloy na pagsik sa face ni God daily at pagbabasa ng ating Bible. Congratulations po sa ating lahat. Alam ko po na meron po sa atin na nagpa-fast pero may dinaramdam ng mga symptoms. At meron din po naman sa iba sa ating mga frontliners, okay, na talagang patuloy na nag-fast and yet nag-aalaga po ng may mga karamdaman at meron pong risk of being infected by this virus. Thank you so much for your work. Talagang tunay po ang kagandahang loob ng Diyos sa inyong mga buhay at panalangin ko po na i-honor ni God ang inyong desire and yung inyong service sa ating nation at sa ating mga kababayan. And talking about prayer and fasting, no? Lahat po tayo may prayer goals. Isa po sa mga prayer goals naming pamilya. Okay? Ito po isa sinusulat po namin every before the prayer and fasting would start. And last year po, in 2021, isa po sa prayer faith goals namin ay makapag-spend ng Christmas sa Cebu. Dahil nga po sa pandemya, hindi po kami natuloy noon 2 years ago. No? Sa 2 taon na po kaming hindi nakakapunta sa Cebu. Kaya talaga ipinapanalangin po namin na isang pamilya na makapunta kami ng Cebu. And lo and behold, God did answer our prayer. No? Pero may twist nga lang. Okay? Kasi nga, nakarating kami ng Cebu, pero nauna pa nga yung aking mga anak doon, yung aming mga anak, nauna doon sa Cebu. And then Odette hit Cebu really hard. Kaya po nung panahon na nandun si Del Cebu, marami pong panahon, 80% of their time, wala pong kuryente. Actually, 100% of their time, tama, 80% of their time, walang kuryente, walang internet. At a little bit of their time, wala ring tubig. And so, pero ang nakakamangha dito, because yung house na pinag-stay nila, isa po sa pinakamaliwanag na bahay in their subdivision. Bakit po? Tanong niyo po bakit? Yes, chat niyo, bakit, Pastor Alfred? Ay nako, dahil po yung aking bayaw doon sa Cebu ay yung bahay niya ay punong-puno ng mga portable solar lights. Nakaka-amaze, no? Ang dami niyang solar panel na kapag ka daytime ipinaaraw niya upang magkaroon nito ng enerhiya, and then during the night, the entire night, okay? Meron silang ilaw sa bahay nila. Isn't that amazing? 'Di ba? Yun yung power ng solar, no? They don't need electricity to power it. All they need is the sun. Hindi po ba? Ganyan din tayong lahat. Sana all, di ba? Kasi yung buhay po natin, ganun din. We are looking for places wherein it will help us na ma-energize tayo or magkaroon tayo ng buhay more, di ba? Kaya nga may ibang tao, ang tawag sa kanila, life of the party. Na kapag nandun sila sa party, grabe ang saya ng party. Pero pag wala sila, parang walang buhay yung party. Pero even those people na life of the party, kailangan din po nilang ma-re-energize. Kailangan din po nila ng enerhiya. Why? Kasi nagla-lapse yung kanilang energy. Nawawala, nade-deplete, no? And yan po, sa totoo lang po, lahat po tayo ganyan. Lahat po tayo merong mga karanasan wherein we try to find ways kung saan po tayo mabubuhay. Kung saan po mag-extend o magkakaroon ng energy yung ating life, di po ba? To some people, no, lalo yung mga startup family, no, kadalasan po talagang nag-i-invest sila, nagtatrabaho sila ng mabuti upang yung kanilang pamilya ay magkakaroon ng magandang kinabukasan. Pero minsan, ang nangyayari po, masyado nang nagugugol sa panahon ng paghahanap buhay kaysa sa buhay. Di po ba? And what's interesting, eh si God, alam niya na lahat po tayo mag-struggle in this area. Saan ba magkakaroon ng sustainability yung ating buhay? And that is why He discussed this, okay, with a group of people, yung religious leaders, in the time ni Jesus. Kaya nga, ang ating pong babasahin ngayon sa, you know, in our second week of our Abide series will be found in chapter 5 of John. Okay, so let's read chapter 5 of John. Tingnan po natin kung paano po in-address yung ating pong mga tanong patungkol sa buhay at kung paano tayo masusustain nitong buhay na ito. Let's read from John chapter 5, verses 19 to 27. I'll be reading from ESV. Ito pong sinasabi. So Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, The Son can do nothing of His own accord, but only what He sees the Father doing. For whatever the Father does, that the Son does likewise. For the Father loves the Son and shows Him all that He Himself is doing. And greater works than these will He show Him, so that you may marvel. For as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, so also the Son gives life to whom He will. For the Father judges no one, but He has given all judgment to the Son, that all may honor the Son, just as they honor the Father. Whoever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent Him. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever hears My word and believes Him who sent Me has eternal life. He does not come into judgment, but He has passed from death to life. Truly, truly, I say to you, an hour is coming and is now here when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For as the Father has life in Himself, so He has granted the Son also to have life in Himself. And He has given Him authority to execute judgment, because He is the Son of God. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank You for Your word. Pray that You would lead us and guide us, Lord, and show us kung saan po talaga namin makikita tong buhay na ino-offer ng aming Panginoon. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You know, to give you a background of what is happening here in chapter 5, inumpisahan ko po ito nung prayer and fasting day 5, no? Pinag-aralan po natin ng konti yung first part nitong chapter 5 na ito. Kung saan, ang talagang nangyari po dito is Jesus healed a sick, paralytic man who's been lying by the pool for 38 years. 38 years na wala pong nangyayari sa buhay niya. And the Lord, and He heard the word of Jesus and He acted upon it in faith and he was healed instantly. And so, pero po, ang nangyari nun, it happened during Sabbath. Kaya po, dinala niya yung kanyang higaan at nakita po siya ng mga religious leaders. Ito po yung nangyari nun, no? And then the religious leaders did not even bother to congratulate him or to rejoice with his miracle. Pero ang nakita po lang nila, eh hinahad, daladala niya yung kanyang higaan. At sinasabi niya, teka muna, bakit mo dinadaladala yung higaan mo? Hindi ba alam na Sabbath ngayon? Bawal yan! Bawal! Ha? Sabi niya, eh sinabi nung nagpagaling sa akin, eh daling ko raw eh. Sino yan? Sino yung nagsabi sa inyo yan? They were so angry and they completely missed the miracle that Jesus did for that man because they were so concerned with following the laws and the rules. Di ba? Parang, hello, ang labo naman itong mga ito. And then, Jesus, you know, saw the man and then he explained to him and then told him, sin no more unless, you know, worse things will fall on you. Stop sinning. Okay, Jesus said. And then the man reported to the religious leader, ah, kilala ko na kung sino yung nagpagaling sa akin. Kilala ko na kung sino yung nagutos sa akin. And they actually persecuted Jesus because he did work on Sabbath. And then Jesus gave them this answer. No, pinaliwanag niya bakit. And then nung sinasabi niya ito, lalo pang nagalit yung mga religious leaders. Why? Because he was making himself equal with God. Kaya nga itong sinagot ni Jesus, when we get to verse 19 and following, eto naman yung sinasabi ni Jesus. Eto na ang sinasabi ni Jesus. Because nga, dahil po karamihan sa atin, no, when you look at this, sabi ni Jesus, verse 19, okay, basahin po natin ulit, no, sa verse 19 and 20, etong sinabi ni Jesus, sumagot siya eh. Sinagot ni Jesus and sinasabi niya, so Jesus said to them, truly, truly, I say to you. I mean, again, when you read that in the Bible, pag sinasabi ni Jesus na truly, truly, I say to you, ang ibig sinabi ni Jesus, makinig ka, merong importanteng bagay akong sasabihin sa iyo. Pakinggan mo ang sasabihin ko. Take note of this. Stop whatever you're doing. You listen. And this is what he said. Listen, you religious leaders. Listen, you people. And listen, all of us. This is what Jesus is saying when they were questioning yung kanyang authority in doing what he was doing. This is what he said. So Jesus said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of His own accord, but only what He sees the Father doing. For whatever the Father does, that the Son does likewise. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all this, all that he himself is doing, and greater works than this shall he show him, so that you may marvel. Okay, the first thing that Jesus showed us in this passage is this deep relationship with the Father. Okay, he is not doing anything in his own accord. Ibig po sabihin, hindi po nagbibida-bida si Jesus on his own. Kundi sinasabi niya, I am working with this with the Father because we and I and the Father are one. Ngayon kasi nga, pag binasa po natin ang talagang yung background nito, no? Pag sinabi mo na Sabbath, working yung Sabbath, makikita po natin yung sa Exodus, okay? Kung saan sinasabi po doon, nakamatayan daw po ang dapat gawin kapag mini-break mo yung Sabbath. And yet, Jesus is saying in another Bible, in another book of the Bible where it says, Sabbath was made for man and not man for the Sabbath. And he is the Lord of the Sabbath. So what basically Jesus is saying is that he's not breaking any law because he and the Father are one and they are working. And the Father is still working. So, ano pong makikita natin dito? So, si Jesus, pinapakita dito, okay? Ito lang po yung background pa lang ito, no? Background pa lang ito. Dito po tayo nagbula. Kasi ang gusto natin alamin talaga ngayon, tayo muna, ano pa talaga yung sinasabi natin buhay? What is this life that Jesus is offering us? Kasi lahat nga po tayo, naghahanap ng buhay, di ba? At dahil nga po sa pandemya, ano nangyari? Ang dami na pong sinasabi nating buhay, di ba? During this pandemic, sabi natin, ube, pandesal is life. And to some people, yung plants is life. Or to some people, sleep is life. Pero recently lang po, biogesic is life. Di ba ba? And yet, Jesus is saying here that He's doing something and now He will tell us this kind of life that He wants to give us. Verse 21, ito po ang sinasabi niya. For us, the Father raises the dead and gives them life. So also the Son gives life to whom He will. The first thing that we need to understand that the life that Jesus is giving is just like the life that Father gives to the dead. Ano po ibig sabihin nun? The life that Jesus gives is a life-giving life. Let me say that again. The life that Jesus gives is a life-giving life. It's not just any life, okay? It's a life-giving life. Let me illustrate. Lahat po tayo ngayon ay merong power banks. Di po ba? What do we use power banks for? Well, in power banks po, ginagamit natin para isaksak po natin yung ating mga gadget na wala ng baterya. So, in reality, yung pong power bank is a source-giving source. Tama po ba? It's a source-giving source. It has a source, okay? And it gives source to other gadgets so that, you know, other source, other gadget can have life, in a sense. So, ganun po yung sinasabi natin dito. What the Father is saying, what Jesus is saying is the life that He gives, eh, parang ganun, no? Parang power bank. And ngayon nga, di ba, ang dami kong power bank. Dahil nung pumunta kami ng Cebu, when we picked up our daughters, no, nung pumunta po kami ng Cebu, nagdala po, lahat po lang power bank, dinala ko. Okay, meron po akong apat na power banks. Pero pagdating po namin ng Cebu, nung nawala na yung baterya ng power banks, wala na rin. Wala na rin siyang source. Hindi na rin siya source, power source, giving source. Power source. Wala eh. Kasi wala ng baterya. And yet what Jesus is saying is the life that He gives is like a dead person giving back life. Ibig po sabihin nung life na to, it rejuvenate the life. It actually gives life to the dead. That is the kind of life that Jesus is giving. Now, pag tinignan po natin yan, ang ibig pong sabihin nung life na yun is life to the full. Di ba? In John 1 verse 4, it also says here, pinag-aralan po natin to nung week 1. Well, sabi dito, in Him was life, and the life was the light of man, of men. Okay, John 1:4. Okay? So see, Jesus is life, and yet the life that He is saying here is the fullness of life. It's not just existing. It's not just nandito ka lang tapos wala na. No. The life that Jesus is giving us is a life-giving life. Let's continue. Ano pa ba yung sinasabi ni Jesus dito? Okay? And then He said, okay, in verse 25, truly, truly, I say to you, the hour is coming and is now here when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. Look at this, verse 26. Napaka-importante po nitong verse 26. For us, the Father has life in Himself. Okay, kung may Bible po kayo, ano nyo po yan, i-encircle nyo po yan, has life in Himself. So He has granted the Son also to have life in Himself. You see, as much as yung mga power banks are powerful, as much as yung solar panels are powerful kapag walang kuryente, pero yung pong mga yan, may limitations. Yung solar panel, may limitation yan. Nauubos yung power niya. At kailangan niya ulit ma-recharge. Kailangan mo ulit ng sun. Kahit walang electricity, pero kailangan mo ng sun. Pagka makulimlim, hindi mo ma-charge yung solar panel. Very siguro, pero konti lang. Yung power bank. Kapag nga naubos yung power nito, hindi na siya makakapag-give ng source of power to other gadgets. You again have to plug it in to a power source. So in a sense, may limitation itong mga power nito. And yet, what the verse 26 is telling us, okay, that the life is in God Himself. That Jesus, the life is in Jesus Himself. Again, nakikita po niyo yung equality nila, yung equality ng God the Father and God the Son. Again, this is talking about the Trinity, no? Again, telling us that Jesus is truly God. Hindi po siya tao lang, kundi meron po siyang buhay. At yung buhay na yun ay nasa kanya. Ang ibig pong sabihin nito, that life is in Himself, eh hindi niya po kailangan ng sustenance. Hindi niya po kailangan ng power source wherein mawawala yung enerhiya niya at kailangan niya ulit ma-recharge. No, what God is saying, the life-giving life that Jesus is giving, and the reason why He could give a life-giving life is this. Because life is Jesus. Jesus, baliktarin po natin, no? Hindi po life is Jesus, but Jesus is life. Let me correct that, no? Jesus is life. So, siya po yung buhay na hindi nawawala. Hindi po nawawala yung life kay Jesus. It's always, you know, consistent and forever and eternal. So, yung buhay na ito, yung po yung ino-offer ni Jesus for us. Jesus is offering us a life that will sustain us. A life that is full. A life that is eternal. That is what Jesus is offering us. Pero paano po natin makukuha yan? Paano po natin makukuha yung life na yan? Paano po natin makakamtan at kailan po natin may experience yung life na yan? Lahat po tayo gusto yan. Dahil napapagod po tayo. Just like that woman at the well in chapter 4 of John, when he was talking to Jesus and when Jesus offered her water of living water. Okay? And then the woman said, I want that water so that I do not have to come here and draw water again. So that I will no longer thirst anymore. And Jesus, this is the kind of life that Jesus wants to give you and me. It's the kind of life that will sustain, a kind of life that will nourish us. It's a kind of life that will last forever. Hindi lang a lifetime. Hindi po a lifetime. It is eternal. But again, the question is, how do we get this life? Power bank, pag ano wala ng power, saan mo yung kailangan lagay? Kailangan mo isaksak sa power source. Solar panel, pagka nawala ng power, saan mo ilalagay? Kailangan po niya ng sun. Pero tayo po, where do we find life? Ang malungkot po, marami po sa atin, sinusubukan po nating makita yung buhay na ito kapag nadidrain tayo from other people. I am an extrovert person. No? Ako po, nabubuhay ako at lumalakas yung aking enerhiya kapag may kasama akong mga tao. O kapag nagsasalita ako dahil sadyang madaldal po akong tao. And the more I talk, the more energized I get. Diba? But that is not it. Diba? Natatapos din yun. But there are people naman who think that, you know, life can be found in pleasure.
If only I could have this, if only I could be happy, if only I could feel this sense of joy and happiness, okay? Then life will be okay. If only I will have this certain amount of money, if only I have this person in life.
Dami mga single po natin dyan, nagpipray. Nasaan na ba siya?
Kung makikilala ko lang sana siya, and then my life will be complete.
Kaya po napakadaming mga tao nakakaroon ng heartaches kasi they are, you know, turning from one relationship to another.
Why? Because they could not find people that would actually satisfy them.
To some of us married people, sometimes we make that same mistake of thinking na yung pong spouse natin will complete us. Na yung spouse po natin will fill in all the things that we need and it will sustain us for the rest of our married life. Pero alam po natin, hindi yan totoo. Because sooner or later, our spouse will disappoint us, will hurt us. Minsan po, as parents, we also make that mistake. Thinking that our children will fulfill our forsaken dream. Or our children will be, you know, the one that will satisfy us as long as we have them with us.
Pero hindi po eh.
Jesus is the only source of this life.
Kasi lahat ng sinabi ko, matao yan, ma-pleasure yan, malugar yan. Di ba? Iba po sa atin, sabig na po tayong magbakasyon. Kaya po nung nag-alert level 1 tayo, yung mga tao naglabasan. Di ba? Nagpunta kung saan-saan. Nagbakasyon, nagburakay, nagbatangas, nagtagaytay, kung saan-saan, nagluneta. Di ba?
Why? Because sabig tayo, palagay natin, dahil drain na drain ako sa bahay, kailangan ko ng buhay, kailangan ko lumabas. Tama ba? Pero yung mga bagay na yun, hindi nagla-last for eternity. Kailangan mo ulit ng more stuff. Kailangan mo ulit ng more people. Kailangan mo ulit ng more places to go to. And yet, Jesus is offering us a life-giving life. Don't you want this kind of life?
Ito yung ino-offer ni Jesus.
And let's see, verse 24 and 25. Paano ba nating matatanggap yung life na sinasabi ni Jesus? Verse 24. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. That, my friend, is the way that we can get this life. The way that we can have this life-giving life is when we hear the word. And don't just hear it, like what I said last Friday. We don't just hear the word. We need to act upon it in faith. And that is what Jesus said. Jesus said, you know, he hears my word and believes in me. And believes in him who sent me. Again, you know, the unity of the Father and the Son. What Jesus is saying, if you hear my word and believe him who sent me, then you will have eternal life. Then you will have this life-giving life. Let's see. So, okay, sabi po dito, he does not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life. Verse 25, truly, truly, again, that phrase in verse 24, the same thing. Truly, truly, I say to you, truly, truly, I say to you, an hour is coming and is now here when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God and those who hear it will live. Now, there are two ways of looking at this verse, okay? Pwede pong ito talking about literally dead people. But in this sense, in the text that we are reading it, parang sinasabi pa dito, two ways talaga siya. It's either the dead, real dead, and then they will hear the voice of God, and he says, he's now here.
Or he's also talking about the spiritually dead. People who do not believe in Jesus. People, and then when they hear the word, just like that person, okay? Like the paralytic man who was hopeless, who was frustrated because he was there for 38 years and he couldn't go and move an inch, okay? Hindi niya maunahan yung mga tao na kapag may kumakalaw ng tubig dun sa pool, lagi siyang unahunahan for 38 years. And then when he heard the word of Jesus, I mean, he was dead. His body was dead. His muscles were dead. And yet when he heard the voice of Jesus, and then he acted upon it, boom, instantly, he was healed. That's what Jesus is saying. That's one way of looking at that. And all of us who are dead in our sin, when we hear the voice of God, not just hear it, but believe it. You see, it's not just about hearing, but it is about abiding, about doing what the Bible is saying. That's what Jesus is saying here. And the amazing thing is that he is offering this to all of us. See, this pandemic has brought a lot of dead things in our lives. Iba po sa atin namatay yung ating dreams. You know what? Jesus can give a life, giving life to your dream. You can dream again. Hear the word of God. Listen to the word of God. And believe it. You see, relationships were broken during this pandemic. But you know what? Jesus, when you have Jesus, you can actually have a life, giving life to your relationship that were dead, and now it can be alive and vital again. Sa mga estudyante, di ba? Kahit yung grades mo, kayang i-resurrect ni Jesus yan. Because why? Because when you have Jesus, He is the life-giving life. And He can resurrect your grade and your way of studying. God is inviting us today. Will you listen to His word and believe Him who sent Him to offer us eternal life? See, the life-giving life that Jesus is giving can only be found in Him. And it has to be found in His Word. It can only be found in hearing His Word. With what's happening right now with us, with the pandemic, there's so many things that we are hearing. There's so many voices we are hearing. Jesus is saying, and this verse is saying, that we need to hear the right stuff. Just like that man in chapter 5, okay, the beginning. He heard not just anyone's voice. He heard not just anyone's word. He heard the word of Jesus. And he acted upon it in faith. Can you imagine? If all of us will find life in Jesus. If only we will really go to the very source of life who never runs out of life. Can you imagine what will happen? That if people like you and me, as believers, kung talagang pakikita natin yung buhay na kay Jesus Kristo lamang at hindi lahat sa ginagawa natin, not even in ministry, not even in religious things. That is what the religious leaders were doing. They thought, and Jesus himself said that, you think that searching the scripture, you will find life, and yet you do not believe me. You see what I'm saying? It's not just about hearing the word. It is believing. Couple it with believing. We ought to believe and hear what Jesus is saying. Imagine that. If all of us believers will do that. Can you imagine if parents would do that? If people who are, you know, who are working would really know that life is not in the work, but life is in Jesus as life-giving life, then there will be less overtime siguro, no? Then there will be more time with their family. If only people will see and find this life in Jesus, there will be less broken homes. There will be less children who are suffering from depression when they know that there is life in Jesus and this life is a life-giving life. It's not their friends that would give them life. It's not their dreams that would give them life. It's not the you know, the giftings that would give them life. It's Jesus who would give them life. Can you imagine if we will all do this? If we would all find this life. And that is why my encouragement for all of us is this, that we will continually seek and listen to the voice of God. Listen to His word and obey His word and believe His word, because His word gives life. And Jesus is life, and the life He gives is a life-giving life.
Ibig pong sabihin nun, lahat po ng patay sa ating paligid ay pwedeng mabuhay, because now we will be the conduit of that life. As I end, it is my prayer that we will understand that as believers, are one of the things that Jesus would want us to do is to go and show people to find this life. Because people are seeking, people are tired, people are looking for a life-giving life. And they are looking at the wrong places. And we need to point them to the one who gave His life so that you and I can have life. Let me just pray for all of us today. Lord Jesus, I ask that may You give us this understanding, Lord, that the life that You give is a life-giving life. And Lord, help us to understand that this life can only be found in no one else but in Jesus. And the more we hear Your word and the more we act upon it in faith, this life in us will continue to grow. And it will affect dead things and dead people around us. This is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You know, if you're here today and listening to this word, and you have never given your life to Jesus, Jesus is saying to you, life is in Me. Jesus said that for God so loved the world that He gives His only Son, that so that whoever believes in Him will not perish but have eternal life. He said that. John said that, but in John chapter 5, Jesus Himself said that he who hears My word and believes Him who sent Me has eternal life. And He will transfer you from the kingdom of death into the kingdom of life. Would you like to give Jesus this opportunity to give you life? Will you surrender your life to Jesus today? He's inviting you. Just like what He asked to the paralytic man in this chapter, would you like to be healed? If that is you, would you pray this simple prayer with me? Say, Lord Jesus, today I understand that there are no other people or no other place or places where I can find a life-giving life. And today I come to You. You are the life. And I want to surrender my heart to You. Come into my heart. Give me this kind of life so that I could affect others who are dead around me. Thank You for forgiving my sin. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. If you pray that simple prayer from your heart, okay, you have eternal life. You have been transferred from death to life. Death to life. And you can also share that life with other people. Would you please give us lang a praying emoji. Praying emoji. Okay, para po matulungan namin kayo in this journey that you just started today. And for the rest of us, I pray that we will continue, okay, in our journey this week and this year to keep abiding in God and keep abiding in His Word, because He is the source of life. The life He gives is a life-giving life. Let me pray for all of us today. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face toward you and give you peace, now and forevermore. Amen and amen. The Lord bless you. Keep abiding in Jesus. See you next week.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.